much, much better.
Take a moment and just kind of roll your shoulders around. Do some limbering up, whatever you need to do to make yourselves feel like you're alive. Remind yourselves, yes, we are alive. Take a, relax the shoulders, fill up your gut, and just take a big deep breath and let it out. Okay, but don't let your shoulders collapse as you breathe out. Keep a good sitting posture. Again, breathe in. There it is. Do it one more time. Excellent. This time, breathe in like you're sucking in through a straw. And hiss out. Good. Now, I see this. And all of a sudden, it's like crunch, like the bellows. Okay? Instead, keep this nice and expanded. Okay, again, breathing in through a straw. And hiss. Keep those shoulders expanded. Don't let the rib cage collapse in. Good. Whenever you run out, you're out. Okay, one more time. Breathing in. Go. And out. Pressure here. Use this muscle, but no tension here. Good. Now, we're going to just do a kind of a lip curl thing. We haven't done this in a while, but we're just going to, at your own sort of tempo, go from low to high and low and just everything in between. Here we go. Yeah, you can't do a lip trill without air, which is why we use that. You can't make your lips do that little floppy bits over there unless you have constant air pressure. And that's what we want to have when singing, is constant air pressure. So still using your lip trills, I think Nate used to call them bubbles or something like that, right? Have an E vowel behind that lip trill. Okay, ready? And sing. E. Two more. One more. Good. Vive. Vive. Ready? And sing. Way too heavy. Again. We don't have any sort of subdivision and therefore tempo behind that, and it just sounds like said. Get this vive kind of sound and tension. Vive again and sing. Sing like we have bushy tails, right? Ready? Again. Can you tap, please? Let's all move at the same rate and tempo. One, and go.
Be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be-be
sing on an ooh this time.
Start with breath first. Ready? And sing. Ooh. We'll hear a lot of scoopy scoopy up to pitches. Let's not do that again. Again. Ooh. Good. Some of us are going ooh with the glottal. Muscles coming together first before pitch.
Again, and sing.
Then here, just my bass baritone. Ready, and go.
That same chord. Let's go down a half step. On an A.
Please, ready, and sing.
Just the basses and the leads. Ready, again.
Basses alone. Ready, and sing. Leads, and sing.
We can have a metered crescendo over 8 counts on that chord. We have to stay in balance with each of the other 3 parts as we do the crescendo, starting at a piano volume level.
Here first, ready, and sing. Two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. Now, as we got louder, we started pushing this way. Change the shape of the tongue, the mouth, anything going on in there.
Keep it nice and bright. Ready?
Again. Now, cutoffs. Not always are we very good at ending our sound without having these weird sort of fall-off-y moments or things that affect our pitch. So this time, as we do that crescendo, we cut off. There's this little
breath.
Yeah, it's almost like a breath. It's like you push out a bit of silent air at the end. There's a little at the end. Okay? But if we go like this, then that sound goes right at the bottom. We don't have a nice, good, ringy cutoff. So see if we can end with that. A little bit of puff of air at the end. Ready and go.
We did the first time. Let's go to a different key this time.
That's bad.
Ready?
Again. Air first and sing. Shape.
So even though I'm directing at a sort of slow four, what should you be thinking inside your brains? One. Two. Again. Go. One. Two. Better cutoffs. Yeah, we're not all sure where our pitches are supposed to be. One, two, again.